All right, guys, welcome to another episode of I Digress. I still remain the flyest, the sweetest, the best to ever do this. And beside me is the one and only...
I don't know why I keep singing my name. I don't know. I think I have...
I feel like...
I'm very awkward with these things.
It's like, have you ever been in the set and introduce yourself? Excuse me, can you introduce yourself to us?
Tell us about yourself.
I'm 5'6". No, I'm not 5'6". I'm 6'0". Hello.
Oh, that boy is 5'6".
That was a slip of tongue. I'm 6 foot with a little bit of O.
Ashiri too.
And, you know.
I never know what to say. I'm just like.
Really, Anthony,
my name is Faye Kemi. And when I say my name, I'm like, what do you want to know? Because I don't know. Which one do you want to know? What I studied in school or what I actually do for work? And I don't like to really say what I do for work.
Yeah, I try to avoid. I try, like, unless it's a place where, unless it's like a networking, it's a networking thing, yeah. where you kind of like have to say what you do.
Oh, I'm looking for a job, and I'm trying to like get somebody to refer me. Hey,
my job is pretty cool though, so it's always a conversation starter for me.
And yeah, your job is cool. Yeah, your job is cool.
Everywhere cool. I find myself in, people don't. If like I'm most times I don't say it. Like for instance, the thing of I could go for a. Like a party or something, and the person that invited me knows what I do. And it's like,
by the way,
this guy worked on Spider-Man. It happens to me all the time. And it's like, oh, and someone's like, oh my God, what'd you do?
When guy did it the other day.
And then I have to literally start the whole goddamn conversation.
This is what about, I do.
What I do. I feel like everyone's always intrigued that in Nigeria, and how come your parents didn't ask you to be a doctor? Because people would be dying.
Even if he tried.
People would be dying though. It's not like he didn't try. Why am I not a computer scientist? Because Twitter would have shut down by now. I would have put something in the code.
You have put comma instead of column.
So, like, why am I not a dentist? God. I don't know.
Oh my God, I saw a video on Instagram. There was this girl, she was opening books and she was just like trying to like, you know when you're making a gesture of like you're pouring something to your brain. She was trying to scoop the book into her brain. All of you better start eating rice because these are your future doctor. This girl is who studies become doctors. Better eat your vegetables because
die. It's not like my parents didn't try. It's just like, honestly speaking, I would not be good at any of those careers. I would have been a lawyer, but then I've always said the story. My cousin came back one time. Mm-hmm. And I saw all the books he had in his bag, and he was studying for law. And I knew for a fact that I couldn't read that many books.
It's just like medicine as well, right?
I knew that it wasn't. I knew that there was no way that I was able to understand that amount of words
back to back. And you have back to know. All
I have
these
to
things.
Reference them. Like, I have to remember. I knew that it wasn't possible.
I think for me it was the day. So when I was in high school, I went for my very first. I was in CS2. Went for my very first convocation ever, and that was Bowen's very first convocation as well. So my mom has ties with Baptist. We have ties with Baptist. So my mom, she works for the convention. So anyway, she's like, okay, you know what? Go and see what the convocation is like. You know, ginger yourself. I was in SS2. As I got there, I was just hearing, mass comm. I never heard these things before because the only thing I knew was doctor, lawyer, architect, engineer, like. To the main like professional courses.
Yeah.
It said mass comm, journalism. I'm like, sounds interesting. I did not know what the hell those were. And then I go back home. Because I've always been a confused senior student. For my SS1 to SS3, there is no guidance counselor in Ibadan that does not know me. I'm sure they seem like you.
So
you this girl. What did you end up doing with your life? My mom took me everywhere. You know, it's the equivalent of them taking you to pastor for deliverance. I went to every single guidance counselor, every public school, private school. I went everywhere. Professional, it was serious.
Yeah.
So I got there and I got home and I'm like, hey, mommy, I think I want to study mass comm or journalism. And I was already in SS2. I was in science class. I was doing technical drawing. I was in physics for the first, what was that again? Further maths, biology, chemistry. I was like, what did you see? I say mass comm. She said, God. Kilo dig. This girl, you are my test.
you need when I was studying mass comm, when I first started studying mass comm, I wasn't doing so well. My brother once came to school one time and said, you can't be failing at this. Nobody fails at this. I didn't know how to take it.
One course.
It's like this is not a course that, like and he said, if I'm correct, he actually said, like this, you can't feel this. Like I understand if it was something
you feel
else,
medicine
like,
or you feel
you can't
law.
Feel this. He didn't say like, oh, you can do better. It's like
no,
this is the easiest shit you've ever done. There's no room for failure. Right now, you are at the bottom. Bro, you better be doing like, you better be like acing this shit.
You better be doing your best. I'm like,
bro, no be like that.
It's not easy squeeze. No, you don't know what, you don't understand.
You don't understand. I could have been coding now, but I'm here.
Coding my foot.
Please don't judge me. Speaking of which, they ever take you for deliverance?
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I was taking for, this should be, let's talk about, why? I was taking for deliverance.
The truth is, I didn't mind. I still don't mind. I'm one of those people, I don't, like, I'm open to it. I'm very open to it. Like, I believe that everybody has, let me tell you. I know I'm about to get deep spiritual in here, but I'm just going to say, I believe that there's spiritual problem in everybody's family. Period.
In your family comp.
Everybody, let me tell you something. It might seem small. It might not be like, oh, people die at the age of 20. No. It could just be.
It could just be like balding. Wow. Oh my days. Lovely, 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 lovely. Oh my. Oh. Winding is a what?
I know me like that. That was the quickest one I could use. Like, you were right there.
Every spirit of balding live now.
You do enjoy the apple, because personally, so what I believe, or what I do believe it actually. So I believe that, you see, in those days,
yeah,
my great grandfathers, they did certain things with, I know that, hey, how do I say this without sounding like an overly, well, to be honest, everything in this world, I see everything as spiritual, really.
Yeah.
But I feel like they did certain things. Like, now we have religions, we have Christianity, Islam, we have things that we believe in. But I feel like these people did the equivalent of selling their soul to the devil, probably. So maybe to get money, to get power, they could have done certain things. And a lot of them didn't, the repercussions weren't on them.
Yeah.
They would sell maybe their children. They say, oh, you know what, you can have my first born daughter, or the first girl of my family, or the first woman of my family, do this, 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 and this. So I feel like, yeah, again, it might not be so in every family, but you don't really know, right?
You can actually tell.
And like, there's no reference. Nobody's gonna, they didn't write it out in the book like that, by the way, I sold your firstborns.
I mean, I agree with you in the sense that in a way that there are many, everyone has some form of issues.
Yeah.
Like, or everyone, that's correct English. Everyone has issues.
Every family has issues. Yeah. Right, so you can then chalk it up to whether physical or spiritual.
You see this whole deliverance thing, yeah. When I grew older, my mom took me for deliverance when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got old and I thought about it, I was just like, nah, bro.
Maybe no.
Nah. Because I keep trying to remember exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what happened, what like led to me being taken for deliverance. I don't remember what changed Exhibiting after.
Stupid behaviors.
I didn't know what changed after. I know I did see a lot of counselors growing up, mm-hmm. because my mom was confused as to why I was such a focused and very direct serious child. I won't say serious, but yeah, let's use serious as the example. But and then all of a sudden, when I was a little bit older, I became playful, right? It was like something just changed in me. So she was confused.
It's
like,
Benjamin Button.
I need this child to be serious. This is my ticket.
This is
the ticket out of the trenches. I need it to be serious, please. So I did see a lot of counselors, but like, when I got old, I just thought about, like, why did I go for deliverance? What exactly were they praying for? I just remember the guy walking into a room, telling me to go into that room and lie down on the floor. And then after some minutes, the door was locked. And then there was a lot of spraying of water, spraying of maybe oil. It was a thing. And don't get me wrong. Obviously, my parents, my mom, my siblings were in the car. They have no clue what went down. They probably never heard me say this.
So before. They left you in there with the person?
Yeah, so what happened was they came and so they waited for me, and then they went, and it was kind of like, almost like a Nigerian film where flogging the demon out.
The demon out, right? Exorcism.
Yeah. And I still don't remember what the guy was praying about. And I still talk to this pastor, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like, he was a family friend.
Yeah.
No issues. No issues with a guy or anything. Or I think that what he did was bad enough. No, I don't, like, I agree. Deliverance is a thing, right?
Yeah.
You should go for it when, or you should, anybody should do it or go for it.
I feel personally, I think that before you get married, you are your intended.
Go and do deliverance.
You
go and do
deliverance. You don't know what you're marrying into. Both ways.
Really and truly, you don't know.
You don't know what is, because you see how she's fine now, and everything is okay. You don't know what's inside her body. You don't know what's inside his body.
At 2 a.m. every night, I ask you to grow.
She don't be dancing in the middle of the night.
Every 2 a.m. I ask you to just grow. boom.
Once you I was know. Married, those but it's everybody wild, has. Though, I think for Baptists, so for us, I think it was more of impartation of the Holy Spirit is what they used to do for us, right? Mm. So it wasn't like, get out. No, it was more like, I am putting the Holy Spirit. I mean, wherever the Holy Spirit is or wherever God is, yeah. you cannot be there, right? So they are putting holy stuff into you so they can chase us the
oh yeah the so like let's kind of like we're switching the oil, it's like changing of engine oil.
Exactly. God bless you. Like, okay, let's just put in some new oil.
let's change the filter
like, change the oil and then it will drain out the nonsense.
You should function better. Better pretty much.
So that was what they, so it wasn't like like they'll be raking, because yeah, people used to rake people. They'll rake you. Are you
that's the thing.
Like, if you don't fall, it means that you have not gone through it. Like, you must fall, okay? You have to fall. Yeah.
When I was old, I thought about, like, I don't have anything against my mom doing it for me. But when every time I try to remember exactly what went down that day in that room. But all I just remember is that the guy was praying. I don't want to say he was shouting, because I knew he was praying, but he was shouting also. But that's what I remember. Just hours of prayer.
You probably even passed out and sleep.
I slept off. Of course. I'm positive I slept off. And then after a while, he said, he's well. And they went downstairs. And then, yeah. That's what I remember. We went
to
the house.
Do you feel like you changed?
I don't think so. If I'm being honest, I really don't. I don't think anything changed in me. If
he just probably had a headache.
Yeah. Like, if I'm being absolutely, I should go and check it out, though. Like, I should go and find out from another person.
Like, what was before and after?
Check my deliverance timeline. What happened? Because I really don't think anything changed, if I'm being honest. But I wouldn't have known too as well, because I was about 14 I was about 12 to 14 around that age group. So I wouldn't have really known what was going down. But yeah, that was me being delivered. Now let me deliver you from this conversation. Guess who's back again, gang. This or that is back. Tell your friend.
Oh, that who is that one?
Oh, Tolu Ogunmefun is a...
I don't know name.
British comedian.
Oh, I know Tolu.
Yeah.
Don't jealous me. I know him.
That was my university.
I remember we're not university at the same time, but... Yeah. I was in university, a friend of mine, she doesn't introduce me to him, like, to his videos. They were very short clips then, Don't Jealous Me, he goes to, like, stores.
Don't Jealous Me, shit, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Alpha, Boyet. Okay, those are my secondary school guys, but Alpha.
He went to your secondary school?
No. Oh. Those are the guys that, like, we love that stuff together, man. It was absolute... Like, that was everything. We'll just sit down and be staying at
I
the
think
guy.
Him and his wife gave it to themselves. They gave it to themselves. Have you seen their child?
I mean, like, if you're crazy, your child
No. I have never seen this level of crazy.
Yeah, your child's gonna be the same
child.
Thing.
No,
because children pick what you do, though. So
hers is bad, bad in the sense that I love it. So it's not like bad. It's not like terrible bad or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I see, like, oh God. First of all, his wife, he married himself as well.
Yeah.
So his wife is equal madness. But you see that your child. She's like 200%, and I love it. Like, you see how she is so goofy. Like, every time I see her, I'm like, God, I want this for my child. I want my child to be just as goofier than me. Because I think I'm goofy, but I don't think I'm goofy enough. I want my child to be goofy as hell. Like, I want you cracking me up. You be my entertainment. I don't want to have no boring...
Yeah, I don't think I can have a child. I don't think I take life too
seriously?
No, I don't think I don't take life that seriously to have a child. That would be too serious.
Yeah, I don't think I play too much. So I'm hoping that my partner is not like a serious person.
Too much. I'm not. I doubt I'll have that situation where my child will be too serious. If I have a child that's too serious, I'm gonna auction you.
But the thing about it is, I'm going to be that strict person as well. So I'm like on serious and strict at the same time. I don't know how I'm gonna. Pray for me.
It's like go to your room. Peace out, my G.
And I wink at you like, you know.
When you're angry, parents that see the thing that annoys me the most about my parents is when my mother fighting and she starts trying to be cool about it. No, we're arguing.
Let's
right
finish
now.
This.
See, in this moment we are beefing.
I'm not your friend.
Me and my mom were mad at each other. We finished arguing. Everybody in the house, there was tension everywhere. Everybody's eye was red, blood everywhere. And then I was so angry and I asked my baby to come and pick me from my house. I just wanted to get out of the house. And then we're going downstairs. My mom is listening to Shola Ali Singh. I cannot forget. Shola Ali Singh was the person that was playing for her. And if you don't know who Shola is,
she was my high school.
That's what I was listening to. And she was in Palo dancing in one big all this full
boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo. And she's like, hey, enter day. I'm just like,
my dad
is like, yabo, leave it alone. I was like, we're not smiling.
If you don't get away from this place.
If you try this, we will start another one here now. I hate it when parents are like, they just be like, dude, I know the hell out of you, and then absolutely.
And you just be
like,
so zen.
We're cool now. No, we're not cool.
We've not settled this matter.
I'm still angry.
And I still don't believe in your ideology. Exactly. That thing you said is not true.
And I don't like the fact that I'm still angry. And if I'm angry, let's be angry
together. Yeah.
Don't let's not change the dynamics of this anger.
I like when people do that. I don't like when people do that, but I like doing it for people.
Yeah, I think it's human to always not want to be angry when someone else is.
Because it doesn't yield any efforts.
Like, I'm angry, bruv. I'm angry. That's it. As far as I'm angry in this moment,
we are all angry.
About it. We're all angry. I think it's just human.
The one for me was my mom. When we'll be chilling, we'll be just, you know, maybe I just see something that just strikes it. And if she just come, because I'm playing with you, you think we're mates? I promise you, we're just joking now. Like, I thought what? And then it will literally switch from like friend mode to like mommy mode. I'm like, oh, you know what? That's why I don't talk to you or nothing. But we're cool now. We don't fight anymore.
My mom one day was just playing. One day, just like, I don't like the fact that he used to call me guys. I'm like, well, you are guys though. Like, bruv.
Yes, like you guys. Yeah, even you
like,
guys.
Like, I was like, who are you guys?
Who's your
I
guys?
Said, you and your husband.
You are both guys. You are people.
She was so angry. I'm like, what? And this was like, oh, this is like you guys. I'm just like, bro, like leave me alone. You poor guys. And it's one thing I figured. Me. I don't know about, but I think with a lot of Nigerian parents, and there's a track record for this, most people have asked. When you go abroad and come back, there's a difference.
There's a difference.
There's a difference in the way they treat you. Mm-hmm. So, like when your accent has changed, like, I'm coming, I'm going out. It's like,
they accept certain things.
They accept, like,
yeah.
I'm like, see, one day my mom called me at 1 a.m. I was in Vancouver this time, and I was about to go clubbing. And she's like, Debo, how are you? I said, I'm fine. It was a Friday. She said, how was school? I said, school went well. School was good. She's like, okay. All right, we now talked about a few things. Like, okay, Jack Badron. I'm like, mommy.
I'm going out.
I'm outside a bar and I'm about to go in. And if we'll be realistic about this thing, bruv, this prayer will expire like
in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes, bro. So
I'm about to go
out. Like, I'm about to hang out with my classmates. So if we'll be realistic, Jack, you should understand.
Jack, tomorrow.
And I didn't actually go that in depth. I was just like, she's like, oh, okay.
Later how are you?
So I was like, okay, so let's pray. I'm like, mommy, I'm outside the bar. It's kind of loud. And that's all I said.
And they get it. They get it.
Yep. And she was like, I'll call you. I'll come, tell me
tomorrow.
When you get home.
Yes. Tell me when you go home.
I was like, yes. I was surprised that she could actually get the fact that this in this moment, in Jesus' name we pray. One in one me. That's the next thing. We were going like from, like, there was. There's that
church.
No DJ can transition like that. I'm sorry. Like, that was going to be the process. And I was surprised that she actually got the fact that. That I was about to go out and really have fun. And
yeah, they get it. They get it.
But that's because when they were age, they were doing the same thing.
Worse. Bro. They were doing worse.
Like,
because
so
it's only in their time that you see yourself inside the wedding photo. You're like, mommy, who was that little bride? Yeah, who could join? It's not you. It's not you. Because I know a number of people who were at their parents' weddings.
Oh, no, facts. There are a lot of people that they were born. Just under 9 months.
No, 5 months. Yeah, six, 7 months, yeah. You know?
I mean, at the end of the day, back then too, my dad always tell me how he got married to his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not around. Like, he got married and he came to my career. So, yeah, it's like she's from Shaki. If you know Shaki.
Shaki?
Shaki. Oh, Shaki? I'm going to get slaughtered for that.
Shaki. Shaki Ko.
Same thing. Same thing. And he had to go and pick her up. Like, she was in the village. Like,
yeah.
So he was out of the country.
If you're from Shaki, they don't say you're from the village.
No. Like, she was in the outskirts of town. Okay. You get me, bro.
All right.
And then she went to go and pick her up. Like, okay, we're married. And she was there. And, like, She even got pregnant. Well, then after I just came to pick up his wife from my mother's, from his father's house, and moved to Lagos. That was it. That was the transition from
married to married.
Now, what we're talking about, we have to have like DJ Spinner on the Wiz of Steel.
Yeah, and Sonny Ade.
Yeah, Ooh. Sonny Ade and K1. And if you're not marrying with all the lights and glamour, and what's this very expensive event planner?
What's her name? Tosin Buckner. Is her name Tosin?
Yeah, Buckner? Tosin Buckner is the one that died, I think.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, Funke Buckner.
I forgot the name of our brand, though.
I forgot.
But yeah, you get it. You get me. Yeah. So if you don't, you have to have that kind of. So like, there's so much pizzazz now into.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. Like you can't just get engaged now. Yes. You don't want to be dressed in your Ashoebi. For example, the very, very expensive Diola Sego. My friend is getting, she's doing her introduction or her engagement today. And she I will show you the picture of this outfit and I will ask you to guess how much you think this outfit costs.
So if it's jealous, I know. So you do know I'm about to get married. So yes. Pricing is a thing that I wake up and I sleep.
But this one is madness now.
It's a thing that I sleep and wake up on. Pricing is a thing that I'm aware of very well. So it's quite. Okay. It's running between 1 point something to 2 point something. It's not gonna be anything less. I'll probably
2 points.
More. So, yeah.
And it doesn't even include the man's clothes, too.
Yeah, just the ladies. As
for all of you that have premium. Used it, though, I see you and I bless God for you. Okay.
It's all about.
So imagine you don't want to be heavily pregnant in that outfit.
You want to look your best.
People, and even if you are pregnant, you start a whole what's that same plan? Diet plan. I gotta look snatched. I mean, people do get married pregnant and they look beautiful, but I feel like for most people, because pregnancy is like Russian roulette, you don't know what you're going to get. Like, you don't know if you're going to be the type that gets acne. You don't know if some people get darker, some people get acne, and some people are just glowing like the sun. It's literally M&M's. Is it M&M's? Which one is that one that you don't know? No, Skittles. Is it Skittles?
M&M's or Skittles.
That you don't know what you're going to get.
Celebrations.
Sha, one of those things.
Just mention every possible chocolate you can think about. Every single
but
one.
Yeah, like you don't know what you're gonna get. So I feel like that's why people are like, you know what, I'd rather not be pregnant because
you can't even hide it. Like back in the day, I feel like people could get away with it, but like
because the actual fee was so huge. People didn't really care that much. But I think it's very confusing for me because they also seem like the moral ones, like, oh, don't have sex before you get married, don't have sex with this. If you get pregnant, you are a disgrace.
I just think things are publicized more now, right?
Okay, maybe.
I feel like, so sex is the cheapest. Oh, I'm going to get philosophical. I love this. Mm. Mm-hmm. What's the name? Sigmund Freud had none of them. Sex is the cheapest fun you can ever have. Having sex.
Is it cheap though?
It is. And what I mean by that is you do not have, people obviously do spend money to acquire coitus, right? Mm-hmm. So like people, you can do that. But it is, at the end of the day, the cheapest thing you can get for fun. And that's why you find out, in my opinion, I have to say that, in societies where they are low income or like poverty stricken, they still have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Because at the end of
the day, there's nothing to do.
If me and my wife can't go out and have dinner, if me and my wife can't go out and go paintballing, bowling, go out for parties and go on vacation, we will just, love ourselves, touch ourselves, just more. And next thing is like, have some form of,
baby.
Extraction,
Hell? No.
So like at the end of the day, I feel like it is in many ways it's a cheap fun experience, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was bound to happen whatever generation you are in. It's just a little bit more publicized now, so it's now like everybody is more public with whatever they stand for. If I have no quote unquote to my own understanding no moral values, boom. I will tell you that I don't have.
Yeah.
And if I have moral values, boom, I'll tell you that I have. And then at the end of the day, all human beings also want to look good. And in our parents' generation, it's looking good and appearing to be put together was having morals or seeming to look like they have morals.
Yeah.
So you see people that have 7 children out of wedlock, and nothing against that. I don't they, but they come and telling you that. You
but then, know. As long as the person you even get pregnant for doesn't deny it, I think that's where one of the problems starts from. Like, the person has to first admit that isn't like got you pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they start, they say, hey, for him to deny it, it means that you're sleeping with multiple men.
Some people can't deny. Your gene is strong. Like, this baby look like you.
Yeah, I mean,
are you well, come like, on. Do I look like you? No, I don't. Like you, so whose baby is this?
Omo, when you're talking about the like low income families, I just remember for anybody that went to my high school, went to ISI, and we had this lady. So we had this place where people like what was that thing again? Like, it was called stores. So it was like our kiosks, right? We had a bunch of them. So there was this person, Iyawo. She was the nicest of them all. She wasn't so clean, but she was the nicest. But she had so many kids. The husband was a bus driver for our school, but I realized that for my 6 years we didn't really have buses that were running. So, what was he really driving? So he wasn't like he wasn't even like fully gainfully employed, and she was selling like snacks, biscuits, sweet chewing gum. She had so many kids, and then she even had one who was deaf. I think that's her oldest.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know the worst part. They lived in one room. Where were they copulating? The children room, are there now.
In the, like, okay, so I, obviously that's a dangerous one, you know, because when you think deeply about it.
And these are boys
it,
and why girls.
Your, this is probably, maybe that's why your buses are no longer working. They were
inside the bus? They wouldn't do that. I don't think. They didn't seem that freaky.
I know. Everybody has something there.
Yahoo and I was bad.
At the end of the day.
That's why they call her Yahoo. Because she just has something. That's her name. Yahoo. And she wasn't
at the
young.
End of the day, some people, their generational issues is...
to be having multiple children.
It's that they want to do coitus anywhere. So you can't really know. But at the end of the day, like I said, it was when I did my NYC and opportunities to even like meet with different families.
Mm-hmm.
And also like when people have, when you just meet a shit ton of people and hear their stories. Because I like to hear people tell me, where are you from? What do you do? Whatever. And you hear them. And yeah, a lot of people. My mom came from a family of 12. Mm-hmm. 12 children. My
same,
mom.
Same. No, mother.
So same 9 children and 3 from 2 other women. One man. My mom's the first. Why? Why? And they were not rich. Nine. Like, and this is what is mad. They used to live in Jos. This man traveled from Jos to Lagos due to crisis with 9 children. Do you know how? Like, why? Like, so it's a crazy setup. But that was the thing, because at the end of the day, maybe you don't have.
Some of them also see children as like insurance policies, right? Like someone that'll take care of me when I'm older.
When you're older, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Funny story. Let me dive up from this quickly. I once had a conversation with my father as well about having long-term care homes in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said it's not possible.
It's not possible.
He was like, oh, I'm all for it though. Like, left to me.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. But he said
it's not going to happen.
There will be children that will be looked at as not caring for their parents if they decide to take their
even though those places are probably going to be mad expensive.
Because I was like, yeah, they'll be expensive. It will be a premium service.
No.
In my opinion, I think.
No, they won't take it.
Nigeria, it will be a premium service. And they said, no, they will say that, why are you...
Yeah, dumping your parents after they took care of you. You can't take care of them in turn.
That.
Yeah.
And they will come for... And he was very honest with me. He said, and most times what will happen is that they will come for the female part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So they will come for... If it's a man they put in the home, they will come for his wife. And if it's a mother they put in the home, they will come for the son's
wife. Yeah, it's always the son's wife, really.
So
it's always the son's wife.
He was explaining to me that it would never make sense.
The women are always going to suffer for it.
Shit.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. I feel like it's going to take a long time.
But it's a necessary thing in Nigeria.
I think it's from when we millennials are getting to that age that it might start to make sense, because our kids are not gonna freaking care, okay?
They don't even be kids. Everybody has dog and plants.
Exactly, as if they are kids even. But then again, because you're right, a lot of people have chosen, especially in our generation and below, not to have kids. I know a lot of people have said, I don't want kids. I don't want to ruin this body. I'll probably just adopt. I'll just be that great aunt. I'll be a nice aunt to all my nieces and nephews. And that's fine.
Yeah.
So, of course, when they start getting older, the likelihood that you're going to have help, maybe house help, is very low. And you don't want somebody who's not experienced. Like, especially if you have some form of medical issue, no matter how small, you want the best. So some people would even check themselves in, to be honest, like with their own money.
With their own money,
and check themselves in, like, so I'm just going to be here because I can afford it.
And someone will take care of
them. Yeah, and somebody take care of them, yeah. So I can't imagine my father at home. He slits his wrist first.
Like, after
I've toiled
the soil.
Ah.
To take care of you.
Because to be honest, I think, if I'm being very honest, I think that our parents sacrificed more than we are willing to sacrifice for our kids. In the sense that, or for the future, to be honest. In the sense that, I don't think my mom enjoyed her 9-to-5 one day in her life.
Yeah,
she liked what she's an accountant, but yeah. But I don't think, like, she was there for a long time in that company. I see me now, I can tell you the longest I've ever worked in any company is 2 years. And that's 2 years because I had not seen another job. And that's because I was in Lagos. Since I've been in Canada, like, it's been 6 months, 8 months. A year and a half. I don't have loyalty. I'm going to move. Loyalty. I'm moving for the... And I know that I'm moving for the money, right?
Yeah.
But they were more... of stability.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I'm earning now. I don't know what... Let me just stick to what I know. They were not happy in their jobs. Maybe a couple of... My dad's a doctor and he owns his hospital. So, yeah, he's probably enjoying what he does. He probably still enjoys what he does. But I feel like my mom does what she's doing her own business now. But I feel like when she was in employment, waking up in the morning is like, oh, shoot.
But do you think that if when you have children, right, that's when this level of responsibility comes. I understand what you're saying in terms of, it does seem like our generation, we might not have that level of desire to really be stable, take care of other people more than, because when a world where it's like, live your life,
enjoy yourself, YOLO,
peace out and shit. So I get that, but do you think that once you have that responsibility, it's like having a car, right? So do you think once having that responsibility, maybe people might change?
I feel like it does change because I do have friends who have kids and they've changed. But I also think that because, like you said, our selfish nature, I will not stay in a job I do not like.
Yeah.
Just because I've seen people who have kids who have quit their jobs and said, I want to figure out my next route. And they have children that need to eat. Our fathers would never have done that. Yeah. They would not quit their job until there's another job on ground. You see, we know people who will quit their jobs and say, I'm trying to figure out my next move. Yeah. Oh, what are you have you paid school fees?
when I got my last job, so I moved. So similar to you, but my industry is like that too. Mm-hmm. My industry is, if you stay longer than 2 or 3 years in a company, the company is either very good or you just not.
Or you are not good.
You're not good. I just feel like you just don't want to go. Mm-hmm. Right? Because there are always new jobs. There's always like new content.
Yeah.
There's always like new work. So it's a rotating door. When I got my last job, when I got this one, I was like, sure, you stay here, Abby.
Just sit down, smile.
I said, I will give you 1 year. She said, five. I said, five for what?
5 exactly.
And I was like, she's like, no, so you are stable, you know. I said, by the way, they will not increase my salary.
And they will not promote me very well. Yeah.
Find one like this. I just go there. I'm like, so I just worked on this. And like, okay.
We'll pay you double.
Increase. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
He's like, so she didn't actually understand that. But she was like, I need you to be stable. But I also agree. I agree to that. And a logic that I will assume that it comes from is the fact that they also... Life changed dramatically during our parents' time. And like, let's say our parents, like our parents can be, I'm guessing our parents will be about the same age now. Mm-hmm. But let's say people that find themselves in the ages of 17 and like 50, that 20 years.
Yeah.
I think life did change a lot for them within a certain amount of, within their midlife, whatever. Yeah, maybe when they're
late 30s.
Yeah, late 30s. I think life changed a lot. Like cell phone, internet, you know, flying around the world, like, life became a lot more glamorous for them and from where they initially came from.
Mm-hmm.
And what's most important for you is like, you, as you are seeing a transition in life, like for me, I'll give you a good example. I'll say a story of my stepfather, right? I call my dad. I never differentiate, but for people that know me, so you can understand what I'm talking about. I just call both of them my dad. So my dad grew up in a village, right? And his dad was a farmer and his mom sold akara. I'll have to add that part. It's very important to him.
This is what akara.
The akara. I feel like sold food.
I feel like it's akara.
Yes.
Yeah, akara.
When he cannot eat akara and not mention
his mother.
His mother. He's like, akara.
Akara, yeah, akara.
Yeah. Oh God. I'm just like, bro, we know, man. Yeah, I got you. I love you, man. I love it for you. I'm happy for you, man. But can we eat? Right? So, like, his dad was a farmer. His mom sold akara. He didn't have much things to look forward to, mm-hmm. right? Right? So, that was his background of his life. And then, he eventually transcended and, you know, found his way to go to teaching school when he was a lot older. So, he went to school when his mates were not, like, his mates were much ahead of him. Because already yeah. he said, okay, I want to go to school, right? And then he had to be a houseboy to someone at some point because his parents could not afford to send him to school. And they couldn't afford to feed him as well as his remaining
siblings
or three siblings, right? He was the first child. So he's like, I think second. So they send the first child go, second child go. The ones that are younger, we can keep them in the house because the food and the money we're making is only enough to take care of two, three children, right? Now, this is the life this guy is living. And all of a sudden, he joins the military. And when he joins the military, he does well. In the first 2 years, he finds himself out of the country for the first time, right? Now, he's seen a complete different life. There's no way you want to go back to that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a different view of, so I'm, all I can see is upward for me, right? All I can see is a direct line of this is, the future looks bright if I keep going down this route, and my children might never have to live the life that I lived. So I feel like that probably was the dynamics of like for a lot of people, because it wasn't just, you didn't have to be poor to experience this. You could have been rich yeah. back in the day, but like the wealth, the level of what your wealth was buying or what it felt to express your wealth was different.
It was still different, right? Yeah.
As life went on, I feel like it's different. But for us now, it's a little bit different because what life was 20 years, 10 years ago, it's different now in terms of, yeah, Teslas and electric cars and private jets.
Mm-hmm.
But as we're talking about like, the cream
extra like, for like the
middle class,
it's pretty much the same. It's
almost, it hasn't really, it can change in yeah. the future, who knows, but it's pretty much the same now. And also I feel like nowadays what's being publicized really for us as young people is to live your life in your 20s.
Yep.
So people are not really bothered about,
boy, is it liar, you don't have money in your 20s.
Once you get 30, for nobody really cares anymore. It's like you're supposed to be married with 5 children and yep. Sitting now in your house. So like,
but now they've made like it's different now, I think, as well, because I see a lot of 30 something year olds and they don't care. Like somewhere in my mentality, because of how I grew up, I feel like I used to see 30 year olds as grandmas. Like yeah. you're 30? Damn. I used to call people that were, when I was like 25, people that were 30, I was like, see ya, Auntie Kiniko. She could see I could marry. But that again, forgive me. And God, forgive me because, yeah, I am today. Because that was how we grew up, right? Yeah. Like, at a certain age, you should have done this, this, and this. But I see people now. I remember there was somebody I saw, and it was her birthday, and she was turning 33. And I'm like, she was living her life, went out with her friends for dinner. She even traveled. It was looking so, I'm like, I like this.
Yeah.
Like, I like where people are comfortable. You know, but some part of my growing up brain was like, is this auntie was supposed to marry 33 and you are dancing? What's making you excited? What's exciting you? But then again, I had to call myself back and see you too. Yes, okay. What's wrong you at 33?
Ah, it's only if you 30.
Shut up.
Jesus, oh my God.
If somebody had ever told me that I would be 30 and not married, I would have said 90, it's alive.
I don't know how to do math, but you're
92.
You're 92.
Yeah.
So 90 people already 30.
Oh, sit down there.
So someone like 1999 is 32.
Yeah.
Lie, 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 low.
Yeah. Yep. 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 There. That's right.
Ah, it's good to be 2000s.
Nonsense.
I'm so proud. Thank you, Jesus.
Nonsense.
Thank you for delaying my birth to 2000. I'm so liar.
Because even my little brother, he's gonna be, I can't even call him little anymore. He's gonna be
he's gonna be
27 this year as well. It's so weird. I'm like, my brother's gonna be 27. What?
See, it's the world is going. But anyways, that's life. Yeah, I said we're good. I said back.
We'll do again, this or that.
Like 20 minutes ago. But okay, so let's do this or that. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
I got some cool ones for you. Are you ready now? All right. One. Take a friend on a family vacation or join a friend on their family vacation. I'm gonna spice it up for you.
Ah, okay.
This friend is your family is very quiet. Is that their family is very dull and quiet mm-hmm. people, or the friend when they're coming on your family vacation is also a very type person?
I'd rather bring them on my family vacation. I'd rather be comfortable. If you like be dull, you should be in your room. Plus my dad is really fun. My dad is a very fun person, so my dad can make anybody have fun. And if my father you are not happy for my father, then to be honest, I don't think I does. You are not meant to be my friend, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd rather be more comfortable. And I know that they would be comfortable to write because my family would also, my mom is very quiet as well.
Yeah.
So my family would also give you a space. Like, they would not be all up in your business.
Yeah.
If you don't want to hang, if you don't want to do stuff, yeah, don't do it. But I don't want a situation where I have to go to, I don't go out too, but maybe I'm now with their family and I'll say, oh, I want to go out for drinks. And they're looking at me like, bad child. No. No, thank you. So yeah, I'd rather have somebody on my family vacation. They'll have fun, I think.
For me, I'll put it as, I've done a lot of going on holiday with people that I won't say I didn't care about, but like, I was just out of place.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what that feels like. And there's a lot of comparison that goes on and things like that. People don't know, but subtly there's a lot of comparison. If you go for holiday with someone else's family, you go to someone else's house, their parents, one way that compare you to their child.
Yep, yep, yep.
And it makes the child a lot more uncomfortable than
around you. Day. Yeah.
So, and it, unless you have like a really good bond. So for me, I rather the person comes over to me because I know that I can, no matter how much my parents do it, the compare, I can always make the person comfortable. I rather you like you come.
And I can even like call my parents, but I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that, please.
I do it too. Sometimes I get to place and I'm very quiet. I don't say a word. But most of the time, I'm also like,
just match the vibe, right? Yeah. Match the vibe that, and as long as it's not like we're asking you to snuff cocaine.
And if you do ask you to snuff cocaine, you better shut the hell up. Don't tell anybody.
Just enjoy our trip.
Just enjoy. Because
my dad likes enjoyment, so he'll probably take you. Like, oh my god, it's just an example, right? Every time, like, I have friends who've come over to my place, they love coming to my house.
Yeah.
I was never one growing up. I never want to have people sleep over, or I never used to go for sleepover. But growing up, like when my friends, maybe like during NYSC, we all go to Ibadan. My friends always looking, because that's when my father, he would pull out all the stops. So my father would just call. Who wants shawarma? How many people want shawarma in the house? If I don't say everybody, I say no, go and ask them one by one. I'll wait on the phone. He'll literally hear you counting 1, 2, 3 people want shawarma. Okay, who wants catch pepper soup? He buys, like, the house is stocked up. You will eat and almost die. My father, once they're, he likes guests.
Me to your house. Me food is the only thing that can carry me.
All the fun in this world, all the pepper soup and kobe, everything. My father will be calling, who wants this? Who wants that? Okay, I'm on my way home. I'm bringing it out. Sweet stuff. And he does that even when there's nobody. When it's just us, he does it a lot too. So
that's nice.
It's fun.
I like food, man. Anything that food is there, drag me there. Let me give you another one. Are you ready? This one is a little bit. Are you ready?
Is it tough?
It's a tough one. It's tough.
Is it toughy?
You're gonna think deeply.
I'm afraid now.
And very careful you answer. Second chance at love or second chance at career.
I already have career. I don't have love.
Oh my god, no. Also, but you understand what I mean? Like, second chance at, okay, let's streamline a little bit.
Streamline, please.
Second chance at love with someone. Like, there was someone
a somewhere. A particular person
that you feel like if something somewhere could have changed, mm-hmm. that would have worked for you. Or second chance at maybe taking a different path in your career, maybe that would obviously would have
more money, right?
Yeah, because you would have been farther down your that career path now.
I like money, oh, I like money, oh, huh? Because if there's money, there's no love, you can still enjoy yourself. But if there's love, there's no money.
There's never love without money. Forget about it.
That's right. if I'm being honest, I don't think that there's. I need to be careful, very, very careful with what I say.
I answer this question with a very.
I gotta be careful. Okay, so let me know. I'm not gonna dig deep because I feel like.
Just.
It can put me into trouble. Damn.
I told you, it's a hard one, man. You gotta think about it so deeply.
It's so hard.
I mean, for
hard.
Me, I kind of know what I want, right?
Yeah, you do. It's easy. You better have just one answer. I'm only one answer.
I don't have a choice.
I'm not going to sleep at home today.
I don't have a choice, really.
But mine, I mean, I love if. But the truth is, if I say second chance at career, which career I don't? Techo. I want to be a Texas.
I just want to be a Texas.
From the beginning.
Nothing.
I'd say second chance at love. Maybe. Because to be honest, I've become really cynical when it comes to love. Yeah. I'm very, very cynical. I remember like a couple of days ago, I was watching something with someone. And the person was like, oh, this person, like, the person was like interested about the love scenes. And I mean, not explicit scenes or whatever, yeah. Just the love. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, they're going to break up anyway.
That's cool and stuff.
They're going to break up. So they always do. But yeah, I think I've become too cynical. So maybe, yeah, maybe second chance at love because, yeah, I've kind of let that part of my life go. Like, you know what? I don't want to love nobody no more. Nobody deserves my love. But yeah, second chance at love.
I'll give you an easy one, but I'll give you one hard one and then we'll end with an easy one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
It's not bad now. All right, you ready? First easy one, if I can find it. I can't find it. Okay, yeah. Winning. I'll give you the hard one. Winning the lottery or 10 years, no illness. Like nothing. No headaches, no pain, no.
Well, how much is this lottery?
Let's say the lottery is like 10M.
I win the lottery, please.
Like no period cramps, no headaches, nothing.
I win the lottery, it's okay.
10 years,
it's so damn easy. Yeah, because you know the truth. Because I'm choosing money doesn't mean I'm actually going to be sick. It just means that there's a chance, right? Doesn't mean that 10 years with illness. Yeah. So I will choose money, yeah? I choose money. Nothing money don't fix.
Nothing money can't fix. If there's COVID, you fly out.
There's nothing money don't fix. Non-COVID. You see that menstrual pain you are speaking of? I will use drug. I will top of the line. I will numb myself. And I'll be in Mexico, you know, sipping Mai Tais and just chilling. Yeah, yeah. Yes, adversity makes you stronger. Sif, when you are sick, you will build antibodies.
All right, let's do the last one, which is easy. Share your food or don't share your food.
Oh, I always share food. I don't have problem with sharing
from
food.
Your plates.
Yeah, I don't have problem with sharing. Like, food.
You don't mind people coming to eat from your plate.
As long as I like you, and you're not someone I don't like. If I don't like you, and I do you get it?
You just see your face just now. You're like, what
you get away from me. You animal.
So if someone was, you were eating swallow and you had your soup and you did eat your hand when you're eating swallow.
Yep.
Right, stand
up. For the most part.
So like if someone was, you were eating your soup and someone else was, now had their own swallow and they came and they put their hand in your soup.
In my soup, as long as it's not draw soup.
Okay.
Because draw soup is going to take gonna it back.
Come back. It's like lift
yeah,
up
it's like, but if it's a four, it goes, yeah, please, well, do whatever. Do whatever. I eat from the same plate with people. Okay. It's not my first choice, but yeah, as long as I like you, again. If I don't like you, I might not say anything. I might drop the food, sha. You just seem just like,
it's like, I'm going to
eat. You can have it. No, sense. Bad baby.
I don't like sharing my food.
Yeah, I could sense that you're one of those people.
Yeah, I don't like shame. The truth about it is that when I carry food, I don't carry with the thought of people. If I know I'm thinking of you, really and truly, I can buy food for people. Just don't ask me for mine.
I'm like, so sorry. Me, I'm bad like that. I always get asked, like, can I taste just small?
If I buy a plate like this, like one plate, I'm like, and I think that, oh shit, I'm going to see someone. Okay, yeah. Even if I really don't like the food, I would just buy another plate.
Just in case.
If you want to take it, bro. But you see this one, in my brain is accustomed to know that this portion is for me.
I know someone like that.
It's only for me.
I used to talk to someone like that.
Obviously, someone says, oh, yeah, can I have some? Yeah, no shit. Yeah. But it's just that when you're with guys, bro, you can go and buy suya like this.
They will sit down with
you. And show up and like, how far? Yo, I used to do this thing with my guys back in Abuja. When there was a big Premier League game, right? We all got up in one person's house. All of us. When there's one special game. We bring whatever, food, drinks. Most time it was we didn't used to carry like alcohol because everyone's gonna drive home. I'm not saying those niggas don't drink and drive, they fucking do. But that was the aim, right? Mm-hmm. We'll do that. Omo, that's how these guys will bring food. Everybody will bring something. Me, I will not bring suya because suya is always my go-to.
Very easy.
And then I will bring suya that is enough for everybody. But there's also my own. Like I have bought my own. There's cocoa suya. But it's my own. Why are you coming to take out of my own? See, cocoa. Like, they will make a taste like meat too. Let's say the chicken
it's
for your
different.
Own. Different. It's not. Really.
It's the same stick.
Bro.
It's the same stick.
Like, same stick. Kelechi, oh, man, that was him. Like, he knows. Like, why you did chow my thing now? It's like, because of supply. No. I'm like, why? There's cocos. Everybody's sweet. I did that side. It's like, used to even when I say same thing, we'll go and buy sweet. They say, okay, Alpha, you want my roommate? You want to say, no, DG. It's like, did you want anything? He's like, no. Mm-mm. I'm like, so okay, I'm buying shawarma. Ah, and there's this malam, I swear to God. So one day we wanted to time and see this guy was cutting human meat. Ah! This malam, your lie was the best thing I had tasted in my life. Guy was so sweet. And he just, we'll go and
thinly sliced.
Bam, bam. Like, did you want suya? Did you say I don't want suya? I'll buy my 200 naira suya, 300. I'll go to the house. Is that if I make a taste? Why? I will buy your own now.
So that one I do not like. I do not appreciate that.
I will buy your suya, but they just like make a just. And when I be like, no, I be no, but the smell just enhance.
No, so that's me with noodles. Once you cook, even if I tell you I don't want noodles, once I smell it, what I would not do is eat from your noodles. I will go cook mine. But once I smell it, I will.
I think it's too tough. Me, I go chop your noodles. Shall I make another lie?
Oh, really? Not you. Not you eating poos noodles.
Those are all my dishes. I have one more question for you before we go. And I was watching a TikTok, and we probably can end the episode from here. Watching a TikTok, and the person asked a question. What do you think will happen if everyone stopped working in the world? If, like, we just say, you know what? Fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to work again. You don't go to work. The bus driver doesn't go to work. The concierge doesn't go to work. The person at the mall
doesn't go to work. Okay.
Everyone's just like, we're staying indoors. We don't want to get paid. We don't want to pay you. We ain't paying our phone bills. We ain't paying electrical bills. What do you think will happen?
I think the people that have land are the ones that are going to win. Once you have landed property, not house, land, and you can grow something, you are the only winner.
Oh, yeah, because...
Because people are going to eat. They're not going to work, but they're going to eat, right? So even if you are growing only corn...
Stores and we just actually just go and pick stuff up.
You're not picking
super naive, but...
You're not picking shit up from my land. I will have it heavily guarded with my children.
That's some... We turn back to guarded eating...
That's right. Only people with land and plenty of children that can guard that land.
That's why now we're talking about, like, this way you're burning children. It's like...
That's why you need to have plenty.
When did you give birth to me? Security.
For this.
Security reason.
Today. You've been asking me since. Today is the reason.
One day, my mom asked me to go and drop her. So I'm like, why? She's like, because I gave birth to you.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yes.
Say what?
Like, yes. You think I gave birth to you for fun? No, this is it. My dad too. Maybe he buys something new and he's just trying to start it up and he's reading manual. I remember one day he was reading manual. He's like, wait, why am I reading manual? Possibly. I sent you to school for a reason. My friend, figure this thing out and tell me what's inside. That's why I sent you to school.
Oh,
I'm like,
is that
really why? Yes. So you can help me plug the TV and set it up.
not my dad. One day we bought like this. So like, I can't remember what it was called or what it was. It was like a stand or like a shelf. Something like buy something from IKEA or some shit like that. And there was no manual in it.
Rats.
Not me figuring this thing out by myself after a full day. Everybody in my house has gone to work. I was on holiday. And my dad comes back and I'm like, you're an engineer. I can't see. No, bro, no.
No, I can't.
I can't see it.
You didn't see me as a carpenter. Why did you choose carpenter?
But it's like, you're an engineer. And he goes to home and he's like, this boy
is engineering. He's an engineer.
Because how did he think about the... How? I'm like, bro,
my brain just works. Though.
I spent like the whole day. It's not like I see him. I just trial and error. Like as if it was like film.
You know, like he
was
a good doctor. He just arranged your eye.
He was a good doctor.
No, I don't want
to. Oh my God, good doctor. The guy would just be like, everything was arranged. Iron Man vibes.
You just see the calculus.
No, sir. I put this one on top, this one.
It didn't work. And then I tried the second one.
And then I tried, it no work. And then I tried, and I went and I laid and I watched MTV Base. And as I watched MTV Base, I'm like, I looked at it and I'm like, if I do this, it works. And I go and I went and I school.
And it wasn't like YouTube back then,
and it was
right?
Not YouTube, right? So it's kind of like, that was it. I mean, it's like, and to be honest, I won't lie, it always stayed in my mind that maybe I might have been a good builder. Because then it became a thing for me that I stopped using manuals until I came across some IKEA products. They be humble
you. You will use manual. In fact, you will use tools that they did not give you. You will look for tools that they did not give you.
I saw one IKEA, one IKEA bed frame. I'm like, man, I'm like, what? Like,
it's my bed. I'm afraid of the day I have to move. I don't know. I'm going to dismantle it. Who's going to put it back together for me? I'm probably just going to sleep that bed there.
Yeah, same,
I'm not moving it. No.
Because the mountain.
But it cost a lot. It's like $400.
Let me give you. I don't know if I'd be talking about that. I bought my bed of Marcus, please. Not my mattress.
Oh, gosh.
No, not my mattress. So I knew I had to differentiate it because the same way Nigerians call box luggage. Sorry, luggage is luggage. Box is carton.
Box is Bali.
But you know, like, oh, I'm traveling with my box. Which box? Are you?
Because it's actually not even a shape of a box.
It really isn't. But Nigerians like box. So yeah, I don't get me wrong. I had this problem with my Asian friend. I'm like, bro, I need to buy 2 boxes, man. I'm traveling soon. He's like, why do you need just 2 boxes?
To travel. Like,
it's like, oh, I need to
go to Home Depot.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, go to Home Depot. I'm like, no. I need the travel box. It's like, there's nothing like a travel box. I'm like, oh, he's like, oh, do you mean luggage? I say, yeah, luggage. Like Samsung. I'm like, why are you calling? I'm like, see, leave me alone. Close up is McLean's. McLean's is toothpaste. Toothpaste is close up. Just
Maggie's not.
Maggie's just let bro.
Just, Omo is clean.
Just let it be. Indomie is noodles. I don't give a damn where you are from.
Noodles is Indomie.
Yeah. So just allow me. It's like, yo, but that's a you now started to mock me with it. And then I realized that why do we? Because if you go to a store and say I'm looking for a box, they will give you pali straight.
Because even in the UK that we copy, right? I don't think they don't call it box. They call it maybe they don't call it suitcase. We call it suitcase here. They call it luggage or something. We don't call it.
Yeah, I think so.
Not box, at least. We don't call it. We call it suitcase. We call it suitcase.
In Canada calls it suitcase.
In Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Canada and North America calls it suitcase. I think the UK or Europe calls it luggage.
Luggage,
yeah.
So luggage is suitcase. Can I get a suitcase?
Yeah, we call it suitcases here.
I see that in this store.
You go to
Nigeria
for suitcase. Sorry.
I always buy a suitcase. How are you saying sweet in my mouth?
That's how it's sweet.
I swear. Well, I was just like but at one point I was like, oh, I could be a builder or something. I could. Maybe it's my calling to be creating things. Until IKEA haunted me.
Creation.
And I went to Canadian Tire to buy 2 box. And I saw a 2 box of $400. What happened? Am I building a house?
Yeah. There's different grades.
Yeah, different grades. No, those people are definitely building people's careers. Because that's the only reason why you have 2 box like that.
No, I know some people who invest in 2 boxes.
You have one as a friend. I saw a 2 box. Like,
that is true.
Yeah, I was like, what in God's great name? What in God's great name is this?
And ask her. I'm sure she cannot use half of the things inside.
Yeah, for sure. But man, I got I just got the mechanical one.
I like that one. I think that one is necessary. Like, everybody should have one, or at least where to borrow one.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to own it. Yeah. I have where I can borrow one, so I'm good. I don't need to.
I can't have the small one, so I purchase it, and I purchase the name.
I'm afraid of that small one, because I feel like that small one, the battery doesn't last. Very well.
Which is fair, but I don't see myself really. I haven't had to.
It's nothing serious. Like, probably just hang a wall clock wall frame or something.
I've not
had
to do anything like serious. I was going to use it when I thought about mounting my TV, but then someone told me just call somebody. Mm-hmm. And after the guy mounted the TV, I realized that
you could never have done that yourself.
I would have destroyed the wall.
Yeah, you just come down.
Would have come down.
You'd be watching Bridgerton. I don't know why I keep using that Bridgerton.
Bridgerton. Anyways, guys. We have come to the end of this episode.
Thank you for sticking with us.
I just want to spend this moment to remind you that please give us 5 stars on your Spotify. Thank you.
And your Apple Music and your Deezer. Yes, I'm looking at you who asked for Deezer. Give us 5 stars on Deezer.
Fee, let your chest rest.
I will never rest. Like, when you see that Deezer, I must see activity. I must. But yeah, please give us 5 stars. I know that it's just a little ask.
Share with your friends.
And your enemies.
Friends. And your
exes.
Don't share with your ex. Or
share with your ex.
You think you are shooting short.
I mean, which is not a bad idea.
Shoot short, if you want to shoot a Nigerian woman, give them food.
Not me though.
See, a lot of women are saying it's not them. But I think that, obviously, as the truth is, everything cannot be 100%. But so that they love Nigerian women, that is all the food, you just give them food.
To be honest, food. So if you send me food, it shows that you care about my well-being. You care about me being alive. You don't want me to die. So
Nigerian women beg too much. That's just the honest thing. And it's easy to beg for food.
I don't beg.
That's what she said last week. And over the weekend.
I don't beg.
Anyways, guys, this is my peace out. Love y'all. Stay safe. Don't do drugs. If you gotta do drugs, do them safely.
Bye from the pharmacy.
Bye.